I love that Bing noise. It's so official. If there's ever a movie about Let's Be Blunt, it's just going to go from credits, from a blank screen to ding. And it's just going to be us starting this conversation.
I feel like it's like just like a little really tiny guy with a tiny bell, and he's just like hitting it with a gong.
Just a baby little gnome.
Oh, God. A gnome, that's perfect. And he's like up in that tree right there, and he's like, gets super quiet, and then just swings this big old gong.
Oh, God.
It's all miniature for him.
Dude, this has been such a great way to welcome us right into the episode.
I'm going to have to edit in that Bing so they can hear it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Let's Be Blunt. We're going to have this probably part of the summer sessions.
Yeah,
Whatever summer sessions we end up putting up, because we still haven't really gotten a chance to look at those. So Madison and I are just kind of strolling around right now. We're checking out our new digs. We live off
new
of... we live off the exact coordinates of...
Lincoln Park Mountain.
Yeah, Lincoln Park Mountain. Oh, man. Wouldn't that be weird if I gave, like, our exact address away? Oh, just gosh. Like, hey, guys.
See how many fans we get.
People, like, cops show up, like, hey, yeah, we know. But yeah, so we're just kind of strolling around and looking for this fountain that Madison has really talked up. Explain the fountain to us, Madison.
Well, basically, it's a fountain of two little girls, and they're playing, and the older sister, they're both, like, 4 and, like, 6.
Those are appropriate ages for sisters.
So, the 6-year-old has a plate, or, like, a saucer, and water's pouring out of it into her little sister's saucer. And that's the fountain. It's just like, it's these like statues pouring water.
It's just a never-ending dishwashing scene.
And it's just so cute and playful.
We were originally gonna head that way. We actually just got done smoking in a nearby park.
And another fountain.
Yeah, we checked out another fountain. And I was walking in these new shoes, and my feet aren't quite up to date with them yet. They're still a little snug, and my foot was kind of hurting, so I had to make Madison go back so I could change my shoes, because my dogs are hurting. My dogs. Oh, man.
Sounds like an old lady. An old raspy grandma.
Oh, man. Oh, God. That just reminds me of, like, girls and, like, shoes. We, like, what we talked about, how, like, girls are always wearing really uncomfortable shoes. And I always complain to them. I'm like, why don't you wear comfortable shoes? And they're like, oh, you know, it's the price or beauty or whatever. And now, I don't know. They just never get it. But now I get it, though. It hurts like a bitch.
And then when they do listen, and they do wear more comfortable shoes, and they start walking around in Uggs. And then we're like, fuck.
You caught us there, women. Yeah, I wish I could walk around in a pillow all day. Those look so comfortable. They got pillows on their feet, and they've got fucking, like yoga pants and all that shit. I guarantee you, those are fucking comfortable. Oh, shit, we're at the fountain.
Brother and a sister.
Oh, it's a brother and a sister. Who do you think's older? I think the brother is.
They're almost like twins.
I think the brother's 5 and the sister's
4. Sounds great, too. Can you guys hear that?
It's serenading. Is it coming? Oh, it's a frog?
It's cotton. Dude, that's like the size that we saw. The cabin?
Yeah, that was a big frog.
He's got another.
He's got frogs all over him.
Oh, shit, he's a frog.
This kid is infested with frogs. What's on her hand? Is that a bird?
That's some hippos.
Are those two birds? There's hippos in there?
There's baby hippos in the saucer.
Why are there's hippos in the saucer?
Tadpoles that are the size of... Oh.
Maybe those are frogs. Yeah, I was going to say, those are frogs with the neck thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Oh. My dog's barking. Oh, man. But, yeah.
Sounds pleasant.
Sounds very pleasant. Oh, they got some checkerboards out here, too. In case we ever want to play someone on the streets. Sorry. A girl just passed us, and I was just trying to act really cool, but she gave me the weirdest look.
She... At least we weren't blatantly, like, talking to the phone. The
microphone. I mean, I am kind of holding it right in front of my face like I'm talking to a microphone.
At least she caught us when having a conversation where we weren't just, like... Talking to
ourselves. Oh my god. Yeah, she like had her head down. She was wearing this Cub shirt, and I was already knew she was gonna suck. And she just had her headphones in, and she looked up and she made eye contact with me at the wrong moment. We just made eye contact, and it was totally not the right picture. She instantly put her head right back down. Oh man. But yeah. Oh, are we at the cathedral?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
St. Michael's Cathedral or something.
Right on. You know, I think... No, never mind.
I peed on it.
You peed on it?
I did. I christened it.
You pissed on a church. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. That's great. Oh, man. I've pooped in the parking lot of a church.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. After I said that, I realized I probably shouldn't have said that on a podcast, but I've got some crazy poop stories, actually. I really do.
Well, oh yeah, when I was in high school, like, there was a church that had, like, a little, like, back driveway thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it, like, it was, like, hidden by a bunch of trees and stuff, so that's where we would, like, drive and, like, hang out and drink and, like, smoke and stuff.
Oh, nice.
And it was, like, at this church. So that was, like, one of our party locations in high school. I was like, yeah, let's go to the church.
Dude. Wait, did you ever poop there?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I drank and stuff.
Yeah. What's the weirdest place you've ever pooped?
In a lake.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, were you inside the lake?
I had a life jacket, and I just, like, floated in the middle of the lake and just, like, pooped. Trust me, it is awesome. It's like the difference between, like, women who birth and women who do, like, water births.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that different.
Oh, my God.
It's amazing. It's, like, weird.
I've had to do that, but I could never do it. Like, it was something in my head that I couldn't do it. I think it's got to be an emergency, but, yeah. That's awesome. That's a good one, though. I've pooped in a lot of different places because I have very bizarre stomach issues, as Madison and a lot of my friends know. And for a long time, they didn't know what it was, so I wasn't getting treated for anything. And it turns out, like, I'm lactose intolerant and fructose intolerant, but they were treating me like I had irritable bowel syndrome. And so they were just, like, giving me random pills. So, like, I was taking stomach pills for, like, 5 years or something like that, and, like, literally none of it was working. And I was like, I guess this is just what life's gonna be like. And so, like, I had, I've had a couple times where, like, at parties I'll have to poop, and I went, in one party, I went in their basement bathroom, because, like, not a lot of people were down there, and I took a poop, and, like, right as I was wiping, someone knocked on the door, and I was like, I was like, oh, shit, okay, well, like, their original thought is, like, you know, like, oh, yeah, he hasn't been in there that long, like, so I was winning there, so if I could get away quick enough, they will realize a little too late that I had pooped. There was another one, though, where, like, there was one bathroom in the house, and people were constantly going in and out of it. And I was like, there's no way I could do it. It would totally cause a scene at this party. There's no way. And so, thank God, you know, it was a party in the suburbs in St. Louis. So, yeah. Since I had had these stomach problems before, I always came prepared with a thing of TP in my car. Nice. So I had toilet paper. I went to one of their neighbors' backyards, and I shit like a dog in their fucking backyard. And the best part is, I wiped my ass and I left the toilet paper there. So these people are like gonna wake up the next morning and be like, what the fuck?
A pile next to it.
Oh my god. It's like the classiest dog ever.
Yeah. It was like
oh my god, it was so funny. Yeah, like I pulled my pants up right away though and like went immediately to the bathroom when I got back in and like washed my hands and like took the proper precautions. You know, I didn't high five anyone on the way to the beer pong table, you know. But dude, it was so funny. My all-time favorite, well, I mean, that there's two. Like, I was originally telling you the one where I pooped in the church parking lot, which is really funny because it's, like, 8 minutes away from my house.
Yeah.
So you know it was that big of an emergency. And I was leaving, I think I was actually leaving, like, it was, like, one of my old smoke sessions with my buddy John that I do the summer sessions with usually. Right. And, like, I don't know what it was. Like, I had gotten on the road for, like, 5 minutes. I had about eight left. And I'm just like, oh, no. This is nope, nope. And this one church I knew, like, it was up above the road.
Right.
So, like, you could look down and see people, but, like, people couldn't see you.
Yeah.
And so I just, like, circled the church, and there were no cameras. So I parked my car in a corner, and I, like, at a diagonal, and I got behind my car, and I pooped.
That's hilarious.
But my all-time favorite one, though, was the first one I had ever done, though. Like, well, no, this was actually...
First poop?
Yeah. This was, like, my first public poop. But I think... No, I take that back. It was, like, my second one. Actually, no, I did that backyard thing twice. Now that I... No, I did it three times now that I think about it. Oh, my God. Yeah, I just left. One was on a construction site that was about to be a house.
Ooh.
So, like, people are just, like, filling in their foundation with my shit and toilet paper. But, no, my favorite one, this was probably my second one ever, though, was I was coming back. I did a semester at Mizzou. And so I had about, like, an hour and a half drive back to St. Louis. And, you know, like, it was right when I was, like, super not confident about my abilities to, like, hold it, you know? And, I don't know. It was funny. And, I would, like, freak myself out, even for an hour and a half drive.
That's funny.
And sure enough, like, halfway through, I just, it came to me. And, I pulled over on the side of the highway. And I start taking a dump in the alley, like the ditch, I mean. And so I'm doing that, and no cars are seeing me. You know, I'm wiping my ass on the side of the road and everything. And I, like, come out, and, like, people are just passing by. And, like, you can see them just, like, staring at me, like, as they pass. They're like, oh, my God, did he just do what I think he did? Yeah, dude, it was...
Oh, I think I have pooped in Canada.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And not just, I mean, like, yeah.
That was crazy.
Those Canadian poops.
What's up in Calgary? Starbucks. No, like. there's, like, this abandoned border crossing. It's just, like, all gated off. And you can drive up there and just, like, walk around the woods around the road that's closed down. And there's no one there, so you can just, like, you can just, like, wander into the Canadian side of the border and just, like, wander back. So, and there's, like, some abandoned, like, buildings and stuff. And I went over to one of the Canadian side buildings and, like, took a shit on it.
That's so awesome. It's very interesting pooping without a toilet.
Yeah.
I like the way you, and stuff. Yeah, the way you have to crouch. Yeah. Oh, did you have to poop like that when you camped?
Yeah. Yeah. You have to, like...
Dig a hole.
You dig a hole, and then sometimes you can find, like, a log or something to sit on.
Yeah. I've never had anything like that. It's weird, though. It like, comes out. It works better.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's how you're supposed to poop, actually. Yeah, like,
when you actually, like, squat.
Yeah. Like, that's how humans are supposed to do it.
Yeah.
Which is funny that...
Like, every other animal does it.
Yeah. And, no, like, people have problems, like, now, because, like, our bodies have grown too accustomed to doing it. But, yeah. It's pretty funny. It's weird what our bodies are getting accustomed to now, but like the things we like beat the shit out of. I don't know, man. Like, we have like dairy issues. How weird is that?
Yeah. Well, that's a new thing because now we like we drink cow's milk, and that's like not normal. Like you're supposed to drink like human milk.
Oh.
Now we well, have no, they, cows.
They like I don't know. People drink cow's milk like our dads did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean like longer back. Yeah.
Yeah. But like, I feel like we kinda got those problems out of nowhere though. Like the lactose intolerant type stuff and
because technically, like, the lactose intolerant is normal, and being lactose tolerant is the mutation, actually. They just don't say it that way. Isn't that weird?
Oh.
Yeah.
That is weird. So I'm normal, actually.
Yeah, you are. You're doing it right. We're not supposed to have dairy.
My body is not evolved it's correctly.
It's like when a cat tries to fuck a cat or dog. It's just like, doesn't work.
So I'm one of those things that would fuck a cat. I'm a cat that fucks a cat.
Yeah, you're the normal one.
You're I'm a dog fucker?
You're fucking dogs. I'm wondering why it's not working.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Did you ever have, like, those drama classes in high school?
We had them, but I never took them.
Yeah, I never took them either, but, like, those are, like, really popular, because all you do in those classes is, like, improv every day.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. I wish, like, we didn't really have drama. We had, like, a theater class.
Yeah, it was, like, I don't know, I forgot what it was called. It was, like, drama or theater.
Yeah.
One of those names.
I wish I would have done theater, actually. I think that would have been fun. Yeah,
that's what a lot of people say.
I really do, though. Like, I played sports constantly, and every year I always had that thought where I was like, man, I wish, you know, I could have gotten a semester off and just tried that.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah, I never, like, took the chance to.
I just wanted to, like, practice with them, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, rehearse lines and just see if, like, I would get comfortable in front of, like, small crowds.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
It definitely helps, too. Yeah. Like, people that I knew that, like, did theater, like, all through high school, they, like, change a lot.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah.
Some of, like, the quietest people will do that. It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it would have been nice, though, to, like, not, because I have stage fright.
Yeah.
I've got it pretty bad. There were events that, like, I couldn't avoid, mm-hmm. you know, speaking. And, I don't know. There was one, like, recently, it was a very unfortunate event that I had to speak at. And, I nailed it, though. And, like, so I kind of sat down and I was, like, proud of myself. But at the same time, I was like, oh, man, but, yeah, I always shake, though, mm-hmm. like, I'm getting more comfortable being in front of crowds, but my body's natural reaction still is all to shake, adrenaline.
I've had to, like, well, I did jazz band and stuff, and, like, I did perform in front of that, like, getting up and, like, doing an improv solo.
Oh,
like,
damn.
A lot of, like, it takes a lot. And then I've had to, like, read papers in front of people. Like, big crowds, that's the worst.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah.
Oh, we...
I did one at, like, a church once. It was, like...
You read papers?
Like, a paper. Like,
Yeah. I've had to do that. Like, we would always have... Oh, it was the worst. We always had to go up and speak scripture.
Yeah.
And, like, you're just waiting for that weird name that you can't pronounce, and you're just like... Oh, fuck. And all the kids in the fifth grade are laughing like, he can't pronounce Jebediah. They were always waiting for that kid, too. Oh, man.
Yeah, I'd always, like, stutter and stuff.
Mm-hmm. It was funny, too. I was never a strong reader, and I always tried to pretend I was way better.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd fight through it, and, you know, I showed... persistence, which, like, not a lot of kids made fun of me for it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there were a couple words where they were like, and I'm like,
Shut up, man. But there was one girl who, like, she liked to correct everybody. Like, if
there was always that girl.
It was terrible. Her name's Anna. I remember it so clearly. And we were reading this this thing, and she was, you know, doing this nitpicking everyone, and she was talking about something, and she said the line was like bass fishing or something like that. It were like it was some outdoor book, and she said bass fishing, and like before she could even finish it, I was like, it's bass. And like my teacher was like, what was that, Jeff? I was like, it's bass, not bass. Or it's bass, not bass. And she's like, yeah, it is, but that was very inappropriate. I was like, yeah, well, fuck you.
She's wrong. That's so funny. There was, like, a few, like a group that was, like, better than me at the spelling bee. So I'd, like, get really far and then just, like, get, like, demolished by like some huge word.
You would just like sit down and be like, all right guys, thanks for letting me
in. Like I'm not gonna even try.
Oh my god, that was me with the geography bee though. Like you know, the first round is always kind of like it's like 50-50. Like they give you four choices and it's kind of like a relatively easy question, so you got pretty much a 50-50 chance,
right?
And then the second level, you're still, you know, you still have the four choices, and it gets harder. And then the last two rounds are you get nothing, like you get no help. You just got to answer it,
right?
And I remember, you know, one year, so it's four rounds, so we all go, and like a bunch of kids nailed their first question and I missed it. And everyone's like, ooh, Jeff's out. And I was like, oh, fuck you guys. And so, second round, you know, a couple kids are dropping, you know, this, that, and the other. And it comes to me, and I nail it. I get it with confidence. I don't remember the question.
Yeah.
But I just fucking nailed it. So, I was pretty much tied with about half the class.
Yeah.
So, we get to the third round. Literally, no one is getting their answers right. Shit. I mean, it's just a wave of nope. Yeah. And so it gets to this kid, Chris. He was the smartest kid in the class. I mean, this kid was, like, bred to go to, like, Yale or Harvard or something like that. Or, you know, yeah, I'd say probably Harvard. And he was, you know, redhead, got the freckles. Like, he was the smart kid. And he, you know, he got his right. So he was 3 for 3. And so it comes down, and, you know, our class is probably like 20 people. So it's like 10 no's, Chris gets it right, like another like 8 no's, and then it's me. Oh, and shit. And so my teacher asked me, she's like, all right, you know, such and such island is, you know, I forgot what island, such and such island is located off the coast of this country. And I mean, it was like the most obscure fucking thing I'd ever heard. And I go, right. I was like, as I was sitting down, I'm like, I don't know, France. And she goes, yeah. I was like, well, fuck yeah, cool. So we're going to the fourth round. I'm 1 point behind Chris. So, you know, it's like 10 fucking waves of no's again. Gets to Chris. He bombs his question.
Ooh.
Yeah, so he's at 3, but he's sitting at a comfortable 3 right now. So everyone else bombs again. So everyone's like, you know, like 2-0 or like 0-4 pretty much.
Yeah.
And question comes to me, and they're like, she goes, and this teacher hated me too. It was so funny. She's this young, probably like 30-year-old teacher, and I was an annoying boy to her.
Yeah.
And so she was rolling her eyes at the first one. She couldn't believe I answered France. She gets to this next question. She's like, okay, so the people of this region, you know, it's like such and such tribe of the blah, 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 blah. They practice what religion? And I was like, Jesus Christ, Hinduism? Her jaw fucking dropped. I got it right.
Oh.
I took 2 stabs in the dark and tied the smartest kid in class. And I'm going fucking apeshit at this point. Like, the hottest girl in class is laughing her ass off. So funny. And so you know, they get to it, and she's like, all right, can I get the winners up here? And so me and Chris stand up there, and I'm fucking going crazy. Awesome. And she's like, all right, guys, can I talk to you outside in the hall real quick? We're like, yeah, sure, whatever. So we go outside, and I'm still, like, fucking stoked. Yeah. It's like, I get to go in front of all these kids and look dumb. Like, this is going to be fun. And she's like, all right, so I know you guys tied. So instead of doing a tiebreaker, I think I'm just going to send Chris.
Oh.
And I was like, wait, what? And she's like, well, you know, here's the thing. He's got a better track record with these things. He's, you know, he's kind of gone back and forth and blah, blah, blah. And I was devastated. But at the same time, I knew I was going to bomb. So I had to, like, act devastated, but also kind of not care.
Yeah.
And so, like, I hammed it up so much, though. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I was, like, trying to, like, force some tears and everything. I'm like, you're really not going to give me this chance to make my family proud? She's like, oh, my God. Oh, okay, how about this? On your next test, I'll give you, like, 10 bonus points. I was like, okay, yeah. I just walked into the room. So I got 10 bonus points on my next history quiz, which brought me to, like, a solid B. He's not very smart with history. But, yeah.
That's funny.
There was that, and then we had this. Sorry, I'm rambling, but there was another teacher who hated me. She hated, a lot of her students, but she definitely did not like me. She was the religion teacher, if I didn't say that before, and, like, kind of, like, older, you know, white hair. Just, I mean, this woman looked like a witch. And, you know, she's literally, like, quizzing us on the freaking Bible.
Right.
And I just, you know, and her other class was history. Mm-hmm. So, like, it was the two things I was so shitty at. Jeez. So she, like, always thought I was, like, this huge slacker. I'm like, no, I'm just not good at these subjects. And we had to do this pageant where she was, like, offering roles out to people. She's like, all right, who wants to, or she's like, you know, everyone's got to participate, but who's, like, really content on, like, not speaking a role? So a couple of shy people raised their hands, and I was like, you know what, let me at least try and get a role. So I go up, and she's like, all right, so we're going to put all our names in the hat, and, or no, she assigned, like, a bunch of other roles.
Yeah.
And like, it came down to, like, me and two other kids. She was like, all right, so, you know, we're looking for the role of Jesus. Who wants to do it? And us three did it. And I was like, you know, fuck it. You know, it's easy. You know, I carry around this, like, fake cross. And, you know, it was, I don't know. I just wanted to do it. And I was serious about it, too. But she thought I was totally joking. And, like, the other two kids were both, the two popular kids, you know.
Yeah.
There's one, it was, like, the guy that was, like, kind of already playing football, and he had, like, the long, shaggy hair. And then the other one, his family was rich, and, like, he was just, like, a cool guy, you know.
Yeah.
And so, like, our teacher were like, all right, yeah, like, the two, you know, cool kids, like, one of them will probably be Jesus. But she, like, didn't want to do it like that. She's like, all right, well, you know, we'll put the names in our hat and draw it by luck. Because Jesus would want the best choice, and he will guide my hand.
Oh, I guess.
And guess who her hand got guided to? Motherfucking me. I played goddamn Jesus. Hell yeah. And her face dropped. And I was like, yes, Miss Whatever. And she's like, Jeff's Jesus. And everyone just kind of, like, turned and looked at me, and, like, I was like, that's fucking right, bitches. I am Jesus. And I rocked that shit.
Yeah.
I took it super seriously, but, like, was cool about it. And they had to, like, fake hammer me to a cross. And so I'm sitting up there, like, with my head down, like, in pain. I was, like, hamming it up hardcore.
That's awesome.
And then they had to fake, like, take me off the cross and wrap me in a sheet and then take me, like, behind this wall.
Right.
Well, when they did that in, I think it was the rehearsal, but, like, the rehearsal was the first show for, like, the little kids. So it was, like, the kids that don't really remember anything. They were carrying me behind the wall, and they dropped me. And I hit my head and I go, ah, shit.
What grade was this?
I was in eighth grade, but they were all like, there was like kindergarten through like third grade there. And I was like, ah, shit. And everyone started laughing, you know, and the teacher's like, what happened? What just happened? Oh my God. That's
funny. Thumbprint.
Oh, is it really? Damn. That's cool. I wish my thumbprint.
I wish it said something like, access granted.
It's gotta make that noise, like,
yeah, like that hacker site.
I love that hacker site. That thing's
awesome.
Some kid did that in the semester in LA program too.
Yeah,
he was doing that just to see if he could fuck with someone next to him.
That's like where I saw it. Like, it was on this article. It was like, okay, in like a college lecture class, like,
start doing this.
Sit in the middle of the like bleachers or whatever. Mm-hmm. Pull open your laptop so everyone can see, and just like pull up that site and just like crouch over your computer and start typing really fast. It's called, what is it called? HackerType.net?
Something like that, or iHacker or something. Or
basically, it's a site that looks like just a black screen, like with the green type, you know? Mm-hmm. And like the Matrix or something, and you can just act like you're in a 90s hacker movie where you're just like typing randomly and all the random stuff will come on the screen.
Yeah, like looks like legit code comes up. So it looks like you're typing super fast code.
Like you're, and then you can press shift and then a big like red stamp will come on the screen and say like access denied, and like blinking red. And then you can press like the control space or something, and it'll say in like a green stamp, access granted. And then you can like, when you're like typing in class, you can like press access granted and just like yell out, yes, I did it. Or like,
they would do that, and like, I got on this one that was kind of advanced too, and you could hit other buttons and it would pull up like major websites.
Yeah.
So you're like typing away and it's like access granted, and then it would pull up like Yahoo.
Yeah.
And like with like the access granted thing across the website. And, yeah. That was always funny, man.
Yeah, it's called, like, hacker type. I don't know.
Yeah.
Look it up.
Yeah. That's a good way to fuck with people in class, for sure. I gotta do that in one of my classes.
I never have lecture classes.
I don't either, but, like, I've got classes where kids can see my computer.
Oh, in my web design class, I should do that. Just, like, freak out my teacher. Like, what are you doing?
Hacking into the mainframe. Shut up. Oh, God.
Shut up. I only have 30 seconds. Get down.
Don't distract me. It's for your safety.
Guard the doors. I'm running out of time.
Oh, my God.
Have, like, the trench coat and glasses and be like, is this room secure?
Oh my God. I will totally run in with guns. I will totally do that with you this year if you like text me to come.
Just like find a computer lab and just like run in there with like two or three people and like, is this room secure? Like, like, Jerry, lock the front door. Take the back.
Run to one random computer and start typing in that fucking thing.
Be like, how much time we got? 30 seconds, Bob.
Man, do not distract me. This is of major importance.
Get me Bill on the line now.
Oh my God.
You got a bogey.
And then, like, one of the guys holding the doors, like, closed. He's going to keep looking at his watch, like, 30 seconds. Running out of time, Bob.
You have, like, one guy who's, like, already injured and he's, like, taking to the side. It's like, gotta hold on, Bill. Almost there. It's like, I can't make it.
He walks into the room, like, with a gunshot wound on his stomach.
It's like, you guys gotta go on without me. Like, Jesus, what's happened?
I'll hold him off, you guys. Just get through. Oh, my God. That'd be so fucking funny.
Can't leave you behind.
Bill, come on without me. The mission's much more important than me.
You have to download the files now. Don't wait for me. Oh my gosh. And that's like a like, public prank that no one's done before.
I don't know if anyone's done that. Because,
like, I always see those, like, YouTube videos of mm-hmm. pranks, but they're always, like, dancing or something.
We'd have to get a class where it would, like, it would probably be funny, though.
You just gotta have, like, enough script and things to say so that they will never, like, interrupt you, and you just, like, keep going. Mm-hmm. Like, don't talk to me! Oh, my gosh. You could have, like, the Matrix dude with, like, the dreads and stuff.
Oh, my God, dude. That'd be so fucking funny. Can we please do this?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I want to act this out with someone, actually.
Oh, that'd be so funny.
I definitely want to do that, and I definitely want to do my fake proposal. I think we should do that on your birthday, okay. Which is New Year's Eve. I think that'd be so funny. We gotta go into places first, though, and be like, yo, it's his birthday! Like,
yeah.
Someone will buy you a shot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah, that's gonna be a fun night. Our little tykes turn in 21. And I think Daly turns 21 in, like, November or something like that.
Sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, but everyone's turning 21.
Mm. Yeah, dude, I'm pretty stoked, man. Like, we're gonna have some fun.
We're, like, at that age where half of your friends are 21 and half are not. So everyone's like, shit, like, you have to, like, I'm going to go to this bar, but I wish you could come.
Yeah.
Like, it happens so much.
It's that and it's
so like, college.
Yeah, it's that and it's like, we'll meet you after, I swear.
Yeah. We'll meet again.
We will reconvene at some point this night.
So, I mean, you're going to be in a completely different state of mind.
Probably.
So it's like losing a friend. It's like, I'll be there. Remember me.
I'll come back for you.
Avenge me. Avenge me.
Oh my God, dude. That I don't know why that reminded me. Like, I was moving out before this summer, and I was leaving Chicago for the summer.
Yeah.
And our good friend Dave, love him to death, he helped me move. And so I was going up, we had packed and unpacked, unloaded everything out of my apartment, put it in the storage unit and everything like that. I made one last trip to make sure I didn't forget anything. And, like, I went in my room and, like, I hugged my pole in the middle of my room.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, you did good, apartment on State Street. I gotta move on, though. And I was leaving and I was like, shit, I'm saying bye to Dave, too, for, like, a while. And, as I'm walking out the back door into the alley, he's got his car with all his doors open, and coincidentally on the radio was, "Don't you forget about me." And it like hit the chorus right as I walked outside, and I was in tears laughing, and my dad was laughing in the other car. I gave Dave like the biggest hug, and I was like, we gave each other like imparting wisdom. Right. I was like, hey, look out for this person. He's like, I will. He's like, promise me, camp out at the Grand Canyon. Look at the stars, or something like that. Like,
yeah.
We made like promises to each other. It was so funny. And then,
remember me, Jeff.
Yeah. And then we left and the song was still playing.
Oh, that's great. Oh, that's like God. Movie quality.
I got it on Snapchat, actually. Man, I said that.
Yeah.
I said that really Chicago-y. I was like, Snapchat.
Snapchat.
I got that on Snapchat.
Midwest.
Snap. I've been drawing on my A's a little too much lately.
You do that every once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've got a weird Midwestern accent. Like,
it's the Midwest.
The thing is,
toned down.
Yeah. Like, I didn't have, like, I don't really have, like, an accent. Like, there are certain words that, like, in a weird state of mind, I say weird.
Yeah.
I can get a twang sometimes. But I pick up accents a lot. Like, mm-hmm. when I'm hanging out with certain people, God, who was I? Like, whenever I hang out with British people, I start talking slightly British, Like, I'll start getting like this a little bit. And, like, I'll start saying cheeky and wanker and everything like that.
Yeah.
And, when I get with my country friends,
right,
I really start getting Hoosier.
It's so interesting. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's like,
I did that out in Montana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a human instinct where, like, it's like some weird psychology thing where, like, we, like, feel, like, sympathy for, like, other human.
Mm-hmm.
And then our, like, communication, like, naturally,
like adjusts so like we can like communicate with other humans more.
That's like crazy. Easier. That's such a mind fuck.
I know.
I do it with black people a lot too.
Yeah.
I get like you start
talking different.
Yeah, I'm like, what's up, motherfucker? I get higher when I talk to black people. Like my voice gets higher.
Yeah.
But like I never do anything that's like way like too, you know, racy.
Mm, yeah.
Like I'm never like automatic. Yeah, like I go in like I don't go in for a handshake, I go in for like, you know, like just like the regular, like I just stick my hand out like that and it's, you know, just the grab.
Oh, yeah.
I do that, but like I never like force it into anything else. Like mm-hmm. I just do that. And they're like, alright, cool, man. But I'll do that with a lot of white people too though.
Mm.
But yeah, it's definitely black people where I'm like, yo, what up, mofo? I did that with a lot of girls. There were two black girls in the LA program.
Yeah.
And they got the biggest kick out of it. Whenever I would like see them, I was like, hey, what up, girls? I would do that, and they got the biggest fucking trip out of it. And so I just kept doing it, and one of them was really cute. So
there you go.
Yeah. But she's staying out in LA. So.
Yeah, I, through high school, I was always, like, good friends with the foreign exchange students. Mm-hmm. So, like, my voice had always, like, changed a little.
That's cool.
With their accents.
I never had a foreign exchange student until, like, high school. And...
Yeah, we only did in high school.
I think it was, like, junior and senior year, and it was, mm-hmm. like, you know, the guys would come for a semester, and it was always, like, right. these Asian kids that were really fucking smart, and, like, so I would literally never even get a chance to meet them. Yeah. Like, I would never see them in class. Like, I'd see, like, one kid randomly go, like, in the lunchroom one time,
mm-hmm.
and I'd be like, is that kid a freshman or something? Have I missed him? They're like, no, dude, that's, like, Chang from, he's in, like, all the honors classes. I'm like, oh, that's why I don't know.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, we always had, like, 8 or something. It was crazy.
That's cool.
And I was always, like, really good friends with them. And then later, like, junior and senior year, like, my friends would, like, start hosting foreign exchange. So, like, we'd always, like, they'd, have like, someone. Hang out in our group.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
That's cool, man. Because that drives the passion to travel.
Yeah.
Like, you meet these people and you get a feel for who they are and everything. Like, I never really got that experience, and no one I know really got that experience. So they think it's kind of weird, like, how much I wanted to travel. Like, this summer, which I'll talk about on episode 1, my road trip out to L.A. and then mm-hmm. up to Montana and back. And people were blown away that I wanted to drive that whole thing.
Yeah.
And...
But...
And, like, you know, what was I going to do? You know, like, I didn't want to just fly to L.A. I wanted to drive to all these different places and have all these different experiences. And, yes, the driving did fucking suck. But, like, it's a super, like, cool moment. Like, I don't know. You learn a lot about yourself on the road. It's very trippy.
Yeah. I need to travel.
Yeah, so.
Gotta.
Yeah, I definitely need to do some type of big trip, but... Yeah, we just went for 20 more minutes there.
There we go.
Or, no, not 20, we went for maybe like 15. But yeah, dude. All right, I'm hungry. Let's sign this bitch off.
Well, this is going to be a summer. I hope you guys are having a good summer. I don't know when we're going to post this, but whatever.
It's going to be a summer episode posted probably in the fall.
It's like... After midnight, it's like almost 1 a.m. here, and it's like 80 degrees.
Yeah, it's fucking hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, we gotta get that on.
Should go back to those fountains.
I'm kind of not opposed to it.
Swim in it.
Possibly a fountain swim sesh tonight. But yeah, I'm definitely hungry though.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you guys for listening.
Yeah, thanks.
Whoever
thanks for listening to our shit. No pun intended.